The Indians looking for another postseason sweep as they play Game 4 in Toronto. Corey Kluber making the start in a potential clincher. Aaron Sanchez on the hill for Toronto, and he gets things started facing Carlos Santana in the first.
Payoff pitch from Sanchez, and he struck him out.
Gives you an indication of how much that ball is sinking at 97 miles an hour.
Two up, two down.
Donaldson up here, fouled out to the catcher back in the first.
Well hit. Deep left. Back toward that wall. And gone. Josh Donaldson has given Toronto the lead.
It's been the Blue Jays' best postseason hitter this year.
And for the first time in 53 innings, Cleveland Indians trail.
Carrera bounced into a fielder's choice his first time up. Hits one into shallow left center field. It's dropping quickly, dropping, dropping. Base hit around third to Lewicki. The throw to the plate, it's cut. He scores. Blue Jays 2, Cleveland nothing.
Indians now with a runner in scoring position for Roberto Perez, the number 9 hitter. Well hit left center field. That ball is off the wall. Perez around first and sliding into second safely. The tying run now at second for Carlos Santana in the top of the order. Grounded left side, diving stop by Donaldson, who bends him down. What a play by last year's MVP. This kept Toronto on top.
And with second base open, they're going to put Donaldson on.
Edwin Encarnacion will have a lot to say about that.
Up the middle, base hit. Here comes the throw to the plate. Bautista will score. Two runs in, out at third. But the lead is now 4-1.
Line to right center field. That's up the gap. Going over Guyer. Dives headlong. Makes a brilliant catch. Tagging Carrera. He scores. And the Blue Jays go out in front 5-1.
Nice hitting by Pilar. Nice diving catch, too.
Roberto Osuna on to seal this one for Toronto. Toronto is still alive. Blue Jays 5, Indians 1.
Toronto lives to play another day, a 5-1 win over Cleveland in Game 4 of the ALCS. It's the first loss by the Indians in the postseason, snapping a 6-game winning streak. Cleveland will try again in Game 5 Wednesday to earn its first World Series trip since 1997, when lightly used rookie Ryan Merritt faces Marco Estrada of Toronto. Here's Tim McMaster and Jack Morris of MLB.com with the preview.
If you're going to win four straight to win a series, you got to start with the first one. The Blue Jays did that in game number 4, so what do they do now in game 5? Tim McMaster here along with Jack Morris. The momentum has swung maybe. Of course, they always say momentum only as good as the next day's starting pitcher, but they'll be in this ballpark again with this noise. Blue Jays have to feel a little better tonight.
Well, certainly do. You got to keep in mind that Cleveland has not had a 4-game losing streak all year long. And if they have one, it's going to be disastrous for them. Toronto, on the other hand, has been able to have 7-game hitting winning streak. So they need to go out there. Their backs are against the wall again. But they've got a good starter in Estrada going and a young kid that you really don't know anything about. I think a lot of Jays people feel they should have won game 3. The first game here, especially when Bauer was out of the game early. But the Cleveland's bullpen really did a good job again.
They may have to do that again. Let's talk about the starting pitcher for the Indians, Ryan Merritt. One major league start in his career. 4 appearances. He's only thrown 11 innings. He's been good, but that's a extremely small sample size. You've been in these big games, and you did it at a young point in your career, but not this young.
No, and I think it's just a case where Terry Francona had a name A starter. Let's just consider him a bullpen guy that's going to get a start. I don't believe he'll go probably more than 3 innings unless he's absolutely dialed in. And then Terry's got the luxury of letting him go as far as he can, especially if Cleveland somehow manages to get the lead and manage the game right. But he's just a guy that he's kind of almost picked out of the straw because it's almost another bullpen game for the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, and he's a guy that the Indians couldn't have imagined in August being on a postseason roster, but here he is. As for the Blue Jays, they have a guy who has plenty of postseason experience. He's a guy they have faith in Marco Estrada.
Estrada's pitched two really good postseason games already. He's got to go out and do it again. There can't be any letdown. He's got to go through this lineup the way he did the first time and hope that he doesn't make a couple mistakes to their key hitters. Again, Toronto's back's against the wall. They've got to win. It's a must win. Cleveland's got a little bit more luxury of taking a breather because they know that they still have their guy, Corey Kluber, to pitch Game 7. If it gets there, Tomlin pitched great, and he'll pitch Game 6.
The Blue Jays were held to a total of 17 hits through the first three games before getting 9 in Game 4. Indians manager Terry Francona on the Toronto lineup.
I think they're good hitters. I mean, Donaldson got a 3-2 breaking ball that he hit for the home run. The other run off Kluber came. He had kind of lost the strike zone for a little bit there, had two walks, and Carrera dunked in a little bleeder. So actually thought Kluber pitched pretty well.
Indian starter Corey Kluber pitched 5 innings, giving up 2 runs. He was pitching on 3 days rest for the first time in his career and describes what it's like to try to get through Josh Donaldson and the Toronto lineup.
They got a lot of good hitters in that lineup, and you know, when you make a mistake to get hitters, a lot of time to take advantage of it, and that's what he did.
Cleveland trailed in Game 4 for the first time in the series and have a chance to quickly bounce back in Wednesday's Game 5. Francisco Lindor describes what they'll need to do.
Be ourselves. We got to continue to play the game the right way, play it how we play the game. And like I said, we'll see what happens. There's a lot of games to be played left, and you know, it's part of the game.
The Indians' offense was held to just 2 hits all afternoon in Game 4. Cleveland's Tyler Naquin called it just one of those days.
You know, they got a good team over there, you know, and so do we. But, you know, it just didn't go our way today, and, you know, we're going to have another chance tomorrow, and, you know, we'll see what happens from there.
Game 5 is Wednesday, and Toronto will have to avoid elimination again. Marco Estrada starts off of his complete game 6-hitter from Game 1 against little-used rookie Ryan Merritt of Cleveland.